Last time we talked about how influencing our politicians to do the right thing can be fun. So this time let's talk about some very serious issues with an eye toward enjoying the process of moving our politics to do the right things, even though the issues like climate change sometimes feel out of our control. But we do have power. We live in a democracy and can demand that our representatives deal with these problems first and foremost. Motivating them is our job. So let's look and then return to our responsibility. Two issues involve the likely suicide of humanity, what has been termed the sixth mass extinction, this time of us. We know about major extinctions that killed some 86% of existing species approximately 444 million years ago, killed some 75% of existing species about 70 million years later, killed some 96% of existing species approximately 251 million years ago, killed some 80% of existing species about 200 million years ago. And the fifth, about 66 million years ago, killed some 76% of all species, including the dinosaurs. Extinctions have been recurrent, catastrophic, and resulted from climate changes, including changes in temperature and levels of oxygen and other gases. Biologists are suggesting we are headed for a sixth, and this one is aimed at mankind, at us. Mankind's actions are changing the climate. Climate change doesn't just drive the waters higher, create extreme weather events, and disrupt the climate worldwide. Changing biodiversity affects the fundamental cycles of nature. The Atlantic described mass extinctions as, quote, global die-offs that killed the majority of animal life on Earth, close quote. And it explained that they were not simply the result of external shocks, but were ultimately caused by, quote, the internal dynamics of food webs that faltered and failed catastrophically in unexpected ways, close quote. We know environmental changes are heating up the globe and interfering with the food chain in the oceans. So we have to control ourselves before our environment is totally out of control. Another form of impending mass suicide comes from the nuclear power plants. That's not just about rogue nations like North Korea, but lots of companies, corporations, workers, and others have access to nuclear fuel and could do great damage with it. If you haven't seen the pictures or stories of the so-called survivors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it's worth doing to understand the seriousness of what we should be trying to protect our loved ones from. We have to stop that process before it destroys us all. We should know by now that mankind is doing many things that are causing great damage to our world and our survival in it. Plastic bags and chemical runoff are destroying sea life. Endocrine disruptors are all around us in the things we buy, eat, and use, and they affect our health, our ability to have children, and their growth without agonizing birth defects. Excess antibiotics are inviting super-resistant diseases and leaving us vulnerable to enormously destructive epidemics. The overarching issue seems to be the too widespread belief that civilization depends on allowing any of us to dump whatever we please into products, onto the ground, and into the air and water until such time as someone is able to determine what damage it's been doing. There's a point where liberty becomes license. As we talked about last time, influencing our politicians to do the right things can be fun. Enjoy.